So the next phase, start with a great blog title. And when you start with the blog title, it can potentially save you from investing a whole bunch of time in research, writing your blog, and then to find out that your blog just doesn't even have traction. And that is a huge waste of time. This is how important your title is. Your blog title is the life and death of your blog. Now, we've all gone to the internet, found a really cool blog, right? Now, you tell me, how important was it in you getting to click based on the title of the blog? You say, pretty important, right? Now, it's really interesting that there's a tool that will actually measure the strength of your title. That's the reason why I want to start with the title, because I want to measure the strength of the title before I commit a lot of time to actually writing the blog. But this tool will measure the emotion of your buyer to take action, because isn't that what your title is really all about? Hitting that emotional chord to get the buyer to take action. And you would be surprised how many titles, I know I've written many of them, that are just flat. They just have no emotional impact at all. So the title is extremely important. Here's a big one that I think a lot of companies really fall short, is they do what I call the bait and switch. They bring up a title, and maybe because they didn't start with a title, they wrote the blog, and then when they go to write the title really doesn't line up, or it's not as strong with the blog that's written. Even worse, if you provide a title and then you go off topic in your blog, that's the best way to lose the trust of your audience big time. If you do that in a blog, you can be almost guaranteed that not only will they not read that blog, they most likely will not read any other blog article on your blog page. So really handle the trust of your buyer carefully when you're crafting a blog. Stay on topic. Get your blog found in Google search. One of the benefits I pointed out earlier. It's really important that you incorporate your keyword phrase into your blog title. Now, I haven't said keyword, I said keyword phrase. And the reason why is that I feel strongly that when we search in Google, we search in a phrase typically, not a single word, because obviously a single word is very broad. So when you're planning your blog, you really should understand the keyword phrases that your buyer will be using, so that when you target those keyword phrases, your blogs are getting found in search. That's the biggest benefit. You also need to use your keyword in a proper sentence structure. In the old days, we used to do what was called keyword stuffing. We would just stuff the keywords in and didn't really care, right? Just to get the critical saturation point. But these days, the Google algorithms are really, really smart. They actually take in the language and they're looking for proper sentence structure, transition words. They want communication to sound human and relatable.